The U.S. and China have signed a new trade deal. For more on what this agreement will do, we turn now to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Jeffrey Schott, Senior Fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington, D.C. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
What is in this partial trade deal and what will it do?
Well, it's the first thing it does is prevents things from getting worse. We were on the verge at the end of last year of having further increases in penalty tariffs blocking two-way trade between the United States and China. So that's been called off. There's a ceasefire, and China has made commitments to purchase additional U.S. farm goods, manufacturers, energy products, and services over the next 2 years. As well as agreeing to reforms and investment, some of its protection of intellectual property, and currency practices. So it's a lot of what China is going to do to try to make things whole in the relationship, and U.S. enforcement provisions to make sure that they do it.
At the end of the day, is there a clear winner or loser in this?
Well, both sides were losing by continuing the trade war and by the risk of escalating. We've both been hurt by the tariffs, and so anything that stops the tariff escalation is good for both sides. But the commitments by China to increase purchases from the United States over the next 2 years will help U.S. farmers, will boost U.S. energy exports, It's a little unclear how much is going to be done in manufacturers, but we should be getting much higher exports to China in the coming years and make up for what we've lost over the last 2 years.
Sounds like there's still work to be done. What is phase two?
Well, phase two is the heart of the problem because the initial complaint about Chinese practices really focused on the support that China gives to its state-owned enterprises and the types of subsidies that are inherent in its system. Those are very distortive. They make it very difficult to compete, and they were untouched in the talks so far. And so the negotiators have a really big task ahead of them in trying to move on from this first step to tackle the core issues that are undermining the bilateral relationship.
At what point are consumers going to see any kind of a difference?
Well, there are a few products where there'll be cuts in the tariffs. And China is likely to cut more, though it didn't commit to do so in the agreement, to ensure that the U.S. goods are competitive in the Chinese market vis-a-vis supplies from other countries. So I could expect cuts in auto tariffs that would help U.S. auto exports. Certainly farm goods, the soybean farmers will get part of their market back, though demand in China has been reduced because of the African swine flu epidemic that's slaughtered their herds of pigs and reduced their need for foodstuffs.
Thanks so much for your insight. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jeffrey Schott, Senior Fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington, D.C.